the next few kinyonim are kinyonim of mi'utim. Mi'utim means to limit our boundaries to certain things. The idea of limiting things is because in order to have a kinyon in Torah, Torah become part of you, you have to relate to yourself in a certain fashion. If you relate to yourself as an intelligent animal, then the Torah will not rest upon you, won't become part of you, because the animal world does not have a shayfet to Torah. Each horse had a talk, you won't be able to learn Torah. The same applies to a goy. The mi'utim are basically setting boundaries about how much we get involved in certain physical type of things to show that our essence, our life, is not based on this, it's not what we're striving for, it's not a success based on this, or not even our pleasure is based on this. Our pleasures of being Oved Hashem, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs. These other things are things that we do because Hashem says to the world that you have to be involved in these things. If these things are done in the proper proportion, then after that, they're good. So the Kinyan Daled, today is the 14th day of the Oved, is Mi'utz Torah. Limiting the amount of business he's doing means that the person thinks that life is all about making money, so there's no limit to how much you can work. You can work 20 hours a day, 7 days a week, travel around the world non-stop, because like one guy said, whole life is a competition, and the one who dies with the most money wins. Because that's what life is all about, in economics. But we say the exact opposite. The more money remains behind, the more you lost. It says that Mr. Slokishman, when he was nifter, he had a cow, Marika, a certain amount of fight that he remained from his estate. And he said, Naval, on the time that I spent to acquire that thing, I didn't make use of it in my life. So the mitzvah means an echanami, it's a mitzvah to be mefan as a person, the person needs panasa, acceptable thing, lachasina. You do it in the right fashion, a meal, that I'm using it to give me, in myself, ability so I can have my needs, and I should be able to be Oved Hashem and learn Torah and do the other mitzvahs. Then both of them are Oved Hashem. The Torah, when I say the Torah is something anti-Torah, something that can be complementary to Torah, but if we make it as a goal in itself, then it becomes something that takes away from Torah.